shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's not here. She's on assignment on Thursdays, but Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, North State. Glad to be here.
7:05 in the morning, and on the March the 29th, well, boy, we've lost March. I don't know what happened. Just lost it.
I don't know what happened to 2012 so far. I misplaced 3 months. I don't know where.
Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go there and hop into, so you can listen to the show on the computer, so you can take it to work with you, or on your iPhones or whatever. And then you can also, just put a little earbud in your ear while you're there at work, and especially if you're working for the city or county or state, and you can just listen to us and have something interesting to do. We also, at some point, are going to go out over the livestream.com/freefireradio, and we're getting to that, too. And then you can see us, and you can see me in my camouflaged outfit.
And that's got to have a specific reason that you have that on today.
It is significant, because this is when we go up with our friends. And we go up and we take on pestilence, we take on cannibalism, we take on mob rule up in a little place called Cedarville during the Squirrel Wars.
The Squirrel Wars.
The Squirrel Wars. They have these millions of these bubonic plague carrying cannibalistic mob like animals. And you know mobs are demonic. And because mobs cannot be controlled. Right. Mobs will run from spot to spot, destroying everything in their wake, and not really knowing why, because only a couple of the leaders of the mob know and keep the mob instigated. So these mobs of these Austrian ground squirrels go from field to field, destroying tons of alfalfa, leaving holes that animals fall into, and also carrying plague.
Okay.
So we, our group of people, go up there and don the cloak of righteousness, and we fight we call it the Golden Horde, because they're kind of a dusky color, a tannish color.
Okay.
So we're going up today and see if we can't help the farmers and ranchers up there who are very happy to see us.
That sounds like. Back in the day of the jackrabbits in Idaho.
There you go. It's almost like a crusade.
Yeah.
I almost feel like putting a cross on my camouflage, except with the people I'm hunting with, I could be shot. Not because I'm wearing a cross, because they get it mixed up with a target or something like that.
Exactly.
Anyway,
okay.
Hey, and we got Bad Bob here today, who is just making everything work right. Don't we, Bad Bob? Okay. No, we don't. He's talking on the phone with getting our... Okay, we're getting our Wells Fargo Minute set together, our Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Well, stocks are starting out lower and at the third straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 48 points at 13,077. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1397. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 12 points at 3092. Active stocks on the big board, GE's down 13 cents, trading at $19.88. JP Morgan Chase down 32 cents, trading at $45.95. ExxonMobil down 45 cents at $85.41. Local stocks of interest, Target's down 27 cents at $57.88. Costco's off 48 cents, trading at $90.12. Walmart down 45 cents at $60.74. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.19%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $1.10 at $16.59 per ounce. Silver is positive 9 cents at $31.92 per ounce. Crude oil down 38 cents, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. The advisors from Wells Fargo give us a report on the market at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 Monday through Friday. They're out at Park Marina Drive, and they've got a number of pamphlets and booklets that they can mail to you, or they can just stop by and see them and ask what's going on in the market. That's Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We hit the news. We've got some people coming in for the United Way. We also have, have you ever wondered about Bob the Drop?
Bob the Drop, yes.
Well, Bob the Drop's not going to be here, but his spokesman's going to be here. We're going to talk a little bit about Mount Shasta Water, Springwater.
Okay, okay.
And then, of course, we have Mike Michelak coming in at 8 o'clock. Now, this is the guy that owns, he and his wife, Bertha, who are just nice, really nice people, are coming on at 8 o'clock. He's coming on at 8 o'clock to talk about recreational the recreational capabilities that we have here in the North State that nobody even touches.
Absolutely.
That why aren't we taking, I mean, not destroying the environment. He is absolutely against that. But utilizing the environment, too.
Advertising the beautiful things that we have
other
here, the people that we all know, because that's why we live here.
Absolutely. Okay, Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here, ably filling in. We'll be right back. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Bad news today.
Earl Scruggs.
Yeah, Earl Scruggs died today. I don't know how old he was. Man, was he good. I grew up in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're driving fast, driving hard. 150 gallons of high-octane alcohol in the back of our car. Down the road. Okay, Bob, let's have the news. Or let's have the weather.
You can have the weather, yes, indeed. Well, we're going to get plenty of it over the weekend. Rain increasingly likely today and a definite tomorrow. That's going to start after 11 a.m. Wind's going to be kicking up with gusts all the way up to possibly 30 miles an hour, depending on where you're at. So it'll be kind of a horizontal rain. And look for a high today of around 62. Overnight low of 50, so not a lot of variation there. And currently in Reading, 49 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, they have music up there Friday and Saturday night. You can always make reservations. Great food, great time up there. 474-5546 for reservations. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Head on down and see Jeff Wurst, the owner, at 3208 South Market Street. He guarantees his work. Little dings in your windshield into cracks up to 2 feet long. Give him a call at 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Trish Clark, of course, is my guest host here. In fact, you know, just kind of start calling you our host, because you're here every Thursday.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, we love having you
good
here.
Good time.
Well, we have a great guest here. Wendy Zanatelli, who is the new Chief Executive Officer at United Way.
And we welcome you to the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you to this job.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
So tell us just a little bit about you.
Well, I was born and raised here and had moved away for about 15 years to the Bay Area. My husband and I, both of our families are here, and we have two young children, so we wanted to get home.
Good for you.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to come home and head up something really great that's going to really benefit the community. And we've been back for about 4 months, and we're loving it.
Well, good. So, and you took over from, I think, from
Ron Largent.
Ron Largent stepped in an interim capacity.
Yep, Ron was on our board, and he graciously stepped up as an interim. And he's been amazing at getting me kind of acclimated and reintroduced to the community and everything. So.
There is nobody in this community that Ron Largent does not know, and he is truly a gentleman. He truly is.
Very involved and did a great job of keeping the United Way active and vibrant in the community during that hiatus. But I'm delighted to see you here, Wendy, and know that there's nothing but great things coming for United Way. It's an important organization in our community.
It is. Thank you so much. Yeah, next year we're celebrating 60 years here in the North State. So.
Big party.
Yeah.
Okay, now for people that are trying to see what we look like in here today, we're just not having a good time with live stream, which is too bad because I'm wearing my camouflaged coveralls.
You're missing a sight.
You're missing it today because instead of usually my coat and tie and the fedora, I have on camouflaged, okay, and I don't wear those either, but I have them on my camouflaged overalls to go out there because we're fighting the Golden Hordes today.
Yes.
Trying to keep them from coming south. In fact, it's only what we do every year out there that keeps them from being in your backyard.
There you go. And so it's an important service that you're providing for the entire
mission.
North State today.
We bring a semi of ammo to go up there with us just in case.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Okay, now, it's because you like to shoot, too. You know, I love this town, you know. Okay, Wendy Zanatelli, who's the CEO of United Way. But you're in here today to talk about something really special.
Right.
They've got something big going on that is just going to be great for families and kids.
We do.
Okay.
So tonight we have a very special event. It's a fundraiser for United Way, and it's called Baby Loves Disco. This is a company out of Philadelphia. It was started by two parents, and it's a dance party for kids geared toward kids 6 months old to 7-year-olds. But older kids are welcome. Siblings are certainly welcome, and definitely families. It's a family dance party, and they come out. They bring an East Coast DJ. They have they spin club music, G-rated club music. They've got huge video screens where the kids can see themselves dancing. And then we've also got all kinds of little craft stations. We have a mini manicure station and a crazy hair station, tattoo station, family tree making, and Easter card making. So they'll have a lot of fun. It's tonight from 4 to 7 at Viking Skate Country, and don't let the venue confuse you because we will be dancing on the skate floor, not skating tonight.
Okay, this is for kids 6 months to 7 years, but you can bring your older brothers and sisters, too, if I understand right.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, Parents Magazine said this is the most fun you'll have with your kids ever.
That's right.
Well, that could be kind of fun just to go out and watch that. A tattoo station.
Right.
Not real tattoos.
Not real tattoos. Yeah.
Because Nathan's Anthem's tattoos, those really great tattoos. I mean, you're probably not going to put them on the little ones, though.
Probably not.
Okay. All right. There's going to be a family dance contest with a chance to go to New York for the entire family.
Yeah, so H&M,
right?
H&M, the clothing retailer, is sponsoring the tour. And so there'll be a family dance contest. The family that wins here locally will go on YouTube. And then when Baby Loves Disco does all their tours, they'll put all of the winners up on YouTube. America votes, and that winner goes to New York. The whole family will be outfitted by H&M.
How exciting.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity for the community.
Oh, it is. And it's okay, the cost is $8 for the kids,
yep.
$10 for the adults, but if the babies are small and crawling babies are free.
Crawling babies are free. They say non-walking humans is what they call crawling babies.
Okay, non-walking humans. So
yes.
That doesn't mean you have your 10-year-old crawl across the sill there to get in free. No, we don't do that. Sock puppet making, family photo booth.
Yes.
You've got all types of great things here.
So Tammy Reed Photography is coming out. She's going to run our family photo booth, and we'll take pictures so they can commemorate the event.
Okay.
And this is all a fundraiser for the United Way.
That's it.
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here, as usual, on Thursdays. We love having her here. And we're talking to Wendy Zanatelli, the new CEO of United Way, and talking about the Baby Loves Disco is coming to Reading. And we'll be right back.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Harris here. Clark? Trish Clark?
That's my new best name, Trish Harris Clark.
Okay. I can't even apologize for that.
Twice.
I know, because I look you right in the eye. You don't look like Trish Harris, except both of you are beautiful women. And I
He's
say
trying
that.
To dig his hole out now.
I'm trying.
His way out, yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, the new coffees in the store, the Italian Roast, the Portland Blend, coffee special for the month, cookies and cream, finest walk-in humidor in the state. And let me tell you, Joe and Shelley support our community in so many different ways. Veterans discounts, but they support our community in a thousand different ways. You can also go down there and buy that $500 million lotto ticket right there. They're selling those lotto tickets, and I just feel good things about Tobacco and Brew. You might have a great chance there. Our guest is Wendy Zanatelli, the CEO of United Way. We've been talking about Baby Loves Disco, and we've talked a little bit about you. What plans do you see for the United Way this coming year?
Oh, my gosh. We have such great potential here in the North State to even be more involved. So I've been really meeting with a bunch of different people throughout the North State. Shasta County Health and Human Services has been amazing getting me plugged in. We're working with 211. You may know about 211 of Shasta. Any health and human services need that you might have, you pick up the phone, you dial 211, and get you connected to the right areas. So we're working on bringing that here to the entire North State region. 92% of California is covered by a 211, but the North State here is not. So we're working on a regional collaborative to bring it to all the rest of our counties here. Just additionally supporting our agencies. We support 23 agencies in Shasta, 50 agencies throughout our entire 9-county region, and increasing that support. And then also ramping up some programs that will help to address the most critical needs of our community. So we have a third-grade reading program that we're hoping to be able to launch. There are statistics that show if kids are below reading level at third grade, they, you know.
That's it. You've almost lost them there.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, is this third grade reading level going to be at the senior level of our high schools here? You're going to teach it there?
At the third grade level.
Oh, at the third grade level. Okay.
Because
I'm sorry, just a little bit of sarcasm there.
Yeah, because you're right. We do have a real problem.
Well, but
you're right, though. I've read that, too. If you don't catch them at third grade is where you, if you can fix that, then it's going to help them throughout the rest of their time.
That's
school.
Right.
And the inability to read hampers them in everything else they do the rest of their school year, because if you can't read it, you can't do anything. Yep.
And there are a lot of wonderful programs happening here already to address those needs. And so we're just going to get plugged in to augment what's already going on.
And is that going to be throughout Shasta County or starting in the Reading schools?
Throughout Shasta County.
Perfect.
And then the areas that we concentrate on are education, income, and health. So we have some other programs in those other areas as well coming out.
Good.
Well,
I always have to put in a little bit of plug for the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, and we're the South County recipient of United Way funds, and very proud to be on that list.
Absolutely.
United Way covers a lot of different things.
It absolutely does.
And we're so glad to meet you, and I'm glad you decided to come home to Reading.
Thank you. Me as well. We're very excited to be back.
We have a couple of tickets, though, for people that may want to go to Baby Loves Disco tonight. Is that right?
We do. We have two family four-packs.
Two family four packs. So give us a call at 530-605-4567. If you want to go down to Baby Loves Disco, it is tonight. Not much of an early warning here. But if you want it, if you know that you have, that you've got some kids or your kid has kids, give us a call. 530-605-4567, and you get two four packs of tickets for Baby Loves Disco. Two packets have four tickets in each one. Is that right?
We can do it that way.
No, certainly. No. Okay, what do you have? You have four.
We could do two packets. Callers each getting a four pack of tickets.
We can have two callers getting a four pack of tickets. Okay. You know what? I'm getting ready to leave here. I'm wearing camouflage. It does something to my incredible IQ here. It drops it from 90 to 30. So, anyway, okay,
but
Baby Loves Disco.
Exactly, and the Baby Loves Disco thing came up kind of suddenly, so we have to be flexible in the North State, maybe change our plans tonight and do this, even if it's the first time we heard about it, because this is a great opportunity to have this great East Coast company come into Reading. It usually does just major big cities. This is a great opportunity just for Reading, so... Hey, come on, North State.
That's
Let's be a little flexible. Change your plans.
That's
Show
right.
up down
and,
there. Tonight.
And Wendy, she's done a lot of work here. What a great deal it is for her. For Wendy Zanatelli, our new CEO of the United Way. We're going to have you back on with all the different programs as you come on. We have a little more time.
Wonderful. Okay? I'd love to do that.
All right. I think we're running out of time. Here we are. We got a break for the news. We come back. We're talking Mount Shasta water and why they are so good and good for you.
And I think the tickets are gone, right, Bob?
One set.
We have one set left.
Fox Business Network, it's a down day for the markets as concerns over China's outlook and the European debt crisis take a toll on stocks here in the U.S. Wall Street is on track for a third day of losses. At 10 a.m. Eastern, we're seeing red arrows across the board. On the upside, it looks like the labor market is getting stronger as fewer Americans joined the unemployment lines last week compared to the previous one. Jobless claims hit a four-year low with 359,000 people filing for first-time benefits. That was higher than the 350,000 estimate, but it still marks the 11th straight week claims have fallen below the 400,000 mark. Continuing claims also dropped to their lowest level since August of 2008. And the U.S. economy grew 3% during the final months of 2011. The final reading from the Commerce Department for fourth quarter GDP was in line with estimates. It also remained unchanged from the department's prior reading. Meanwhile, personal income grew at a much faster pace than previously thought. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Huh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
And only.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Radio and Carl and DeBott, 7:35 in the morning, March the 29th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I am sorry, live stream is not up today. It's not our fault. It's something to do with their servers, which is too bad because I am wearing my camouflaged outfit here.
And he looks great.
And I am ready. You know, I didn't cami my face up, but you know, I was thinking about that. But you know, what happens is when you're wearing camouflage and with a camouflage face, and you're driving through the streets of Redding, you immediately get the sheriff and the police just kind of following you around. And especially with the bumper sticker, kill them all, let God sort it out. That is the one. That's the one. You know, they just immediately just, they just want to talk to you, see if you're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got very loving
policemen
here. You
need a personalized license plate. And then they could know exactly who it was, and it wouldn't worry them so bad.
You know, it's got the big case in the back, which is another reason they follow us around now and then. And, you know, come in and say, hey, how you feeling, Carl? Hey, I've got to get home. The voices are telling me to load the weapons. You know. So. And then I don't get home for another hour.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. I'm just kidding here. Hey, you know, this weekend, speaking of serious stuff, this weekend we have the Boondockers Ball. It's going to be at the Reading Jet Center on out there on Flight Avenue, out there by the airport. They're going to have a cocktail hour, dinner, straight-ahead big band. And this is a fundraiser, of course, for the California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And there's not a lot of, you know, they filled this thing up early, but give them a call at 378-2280. That's 530-378-2280. Or visit their website at NorCalVeteransMuseum.org. Great people. Rob Burrows and his gang have just done a wonderful job out there. So a big night, Saturday night. At the Reading Jet Center, cocktails, dinner, and dancing.
Ah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. Okay.
And a good cause.
And it is a good cause. Now, Trish Clark, of course, is here as my guest host. And as our guest for this portion of the show is Kevin Hinderfeld. I pronounced that right. Wrong.
Hedingfeld.
Close enough. From Mount Shasta
Springwater.
You know, right. You've been on before one time.
Yes, I did.
It was a while ago. But we, you know, and we talk about it because we use it. We use that, you know, Mount Shasta Springwater. And people may not know the story behind Mount Shasta Springwater, but it's you actually get it from the area. It's not something that you fill up in the tanks.
Not purified water.
It's not in Los Angeles.
No municipality. That's right. Sacramento. Right. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Right.
So where do you get your water from?
We're located in North Dunsmuir. That's actually the address right there on the border, actually, of South Mount Shasta. And we go 291 feet down. Our bottling facility is right there. We go 291 feet down to an aquifer that produces 4,000 to 6,000 gallons a minute, which is important to know because when the volume stays high like that, your mineral content stays consistent, and which of course gives it its taste. We did hire geologists, and they did confirm that our water does originate from one of five to seven glaciers on top of Mount Shasta. So it's the real deal. It's
the
real
deal.
Yeah.
How pure is it?
Well, pure is a good question because pure means nothing in it, and we do have a mineral content in the water. Is what's amazing about it is what that mineral content is made up of, which is everything your body can use, number one. But two, mineral content mostly gives water its taste. And what's incredible about this water, that mountain just gives it a real balanced mineral content, and which gives it its great taste. So pure is kind of a, people get a little confused under the term purified. So,
well, we make when we make water in the Marine Corps with our ROPUs, which is a reverse osmosis, that it comes out so clean. Oh. We have to add stuff to it because it tastes funny.
Part of the nutrition things that the American people specifically are having is a lack of minerals. In our bodies.
Yes,
that we,
that's
because
true.
Because we do so much with our food and try to make it last so long and are putting all these things in it, doing all of these things that, that we've lost that natural content of food and water. So it's, things like the purified, we don't want things that you take all the good stuff out of.
That's right. It does change the taste. It'll also leach mineral content out of your body, the way I understand it, when you have distilled
exactly
or purified water. That's right. That's right.
So it leaches the good stuff out of your body.
Yeah, it does. And there can be a reason for that. If you're trying to flush your system, that's one thing. But on
now,
a regular...
This is why the line at all of your stores like Orchard Supply put in a little plug there. But people are constantly replenishing all of the things that we're losing out of our bodies. Because
right.
And minerals is a big deal. We talk about vitamins a lot.
Right.
But people don't realize the value of minerals in the makeup of your body.
We don't mind you plugging Orchard Supply. They support one of our shows here on
the Well, very
no,
good.
And I meet all my friends there because we're all trying to be healthy, live a longer life, and do good things for your body.
You're doing a great job, too, Trish.
Thank you very much.
You really are.
Yeah, you're looking great.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to come back. Can I do this show every day?
Yeah, it's going to get better.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Kevin Fettit.
Henningfeld. We'll get that right. That's
you
okay.
Know what, like, what happened to people's names like Clark?
Yeah, right.
And Smith.
And
yeah.
Or Harris.
Well, last time I was on the radio, Carl, I got your name wrong. I actually, yeah.
And maybe back.
And you're back on? We'll take a quick break here. This Free Fire Radio, miss a day, miss a lot.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, thanks a lot there, Bad Bob. You're doing good today. 7:45 in the morning. Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here with an E. It's March the 29th. It is, like I said, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by North Valley Bank Business of the Year. North Valley Bank was honored by the Reading Business Chamber of Commerce. Chamboree is the business of the year. Besides, you know, and a lot of this is based on what they do in the community. North Valley Bank, a local bank that takes care of its customers.
That's so important.
It is so important. Go to your local banks. Because they know who you are. They care. When you go to these big banks, you know, really when it gets right down to it, they may have nice people working there, but you are nothing but a number. Okay, that was North Valley Bank. You're not a number there. You're a person to them. Our guest is from Mount Shasta Springwater, and we're talking about a local business. And Kevin Heddingfeld is you are what? You're their route manager, or you're the salesperson?
Yeah,
them,
the sub-branch salesperson.
Branch salesperson. Okay. A lot of people don't realize that you know how you need to drink, you know, they're talking 8 glasses a day of water, and that you know, we're talking about a local business here, and the water comes from Mount Shasta. It comes out with the taste and the clarity that you could want, and it's from right here, again, a local business.
You know, that's true. And I might mention too, it's kind of funny, but you say that, you know, some of the best tasting water. The city of Mount Shasta actually entered their water into a world water tasting contest a few years back, at least. Now, they got first place in California for the best tasting water and third place in the nation for the best tasting water.
Oh, that's incredible.
I know. It's amazing. And what's really neat is that source for us here in the North State and South Oregon is 50 miles away. It's 50 miles away, some of the best water in the world.
And water tastes, but people don't. I'm a water person, and I don't drink restaurant water any place. I'm picky about my water because it does taste different.
Yes, it does.
And I'm still out of well, and I have really good well water. And people come to my house and stand there and drink water because water has a taste.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, chlorine is the biggest contributor probably for bad tasting water. So certainly you don't have that in your water. But there are some great wells around here, certainly, that produce a real good water. There's even some wells I would be willing to bet that are probably fed somehow indirectly or directly from Mount Shasta down in this area. I mean, there's underground aquifers that spread for miles. So yeah, there is. And when you get used to good water, and that's kind of what's happened in the last few years at least, is that people are getting more aware of a better tasting water. So when you get used to or drink a good water for long enough time, the minute you touch anything else, you know, touch any other water, I mean a municipality, you notice a difference immediately, and it's not really drinkable. I mean, a lot of people just can't even drink it anymore, and it's mostly because they're thinking probably, what is this taste in this water? What is it making it taste this way? That, you know, and they just know it's different from a good drinking water. So it's,
I usually say, why is this water brown?
Well, actually, it probably needs a little scotch, and then you'd be okay.
You strain it out through the socks, and it's okay. Now, Kevin, one of the things you don't talk about is, okay, you deliver these to houses, and you come in with the 5 gallon
That's correct. We also have a 3 gallon. That's right.
And a 3 gallon. Well, here's the thing about it, my friends, is if you think about this, if there's an emergency, and you know, and the water's cut off, it could be any type of emergency, but say the water's cut off, say it's just a huge, you know, big sewer problem, and your water's been cut off for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Anything. Earthquake.
You know, or earthquake or something. Now, Mount Shasta Water. Spring water comes in, and they deliver water anyway. But if you want them to, you'll deliver more, right?
Yeah.
And you can line up a few 5 gallon jugs, and then you'll just rotate them through.
That's correct. When we come to deliver, you can have 15 bottles on your location. We even have storage racks for these bottles now. So if you wanted to store 10 bottles or something for your family, absolutely, we can do that.
And you can get by without food. For 3 days. Not for 3 days, for weeks and weeks.
Right.
Some of us even more, like, you know, Bad Bob and me. But you need water. If 3 days, you just, you know, you have a tendency to fall over and croak.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
But that's important.
And one of the things I just wanted to come, because a lot of us are kind of really upset about the amount of plastic that we're putting into our landfills.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a real thing about the plastic water bottles that we see all over and people don't dispose them properly and don't recycle. I am one that has my own bottles, and I want to fill them with good water.
You know, and
see, and that's perfect. You bring the 5-gallon water bottle in, you fill your own bottles. You're not destroying the atmosphere with all of those plastic bottles you're throwing away, but you're still getting a good tasting, good product.
Yeah, the energy it takes to make these plastic bottles is one thing. And then absolutely, they don't get all recycled. They do end up in our landfills, and they don't... they don't biodegrade. I mean, obviously, they're going to be
a big problem.
So the stuff
comes and they pick it up. All right.
Right.
Now, how do they get a hold of Mount Shasta Springwater? And I mean, is this sold in stores?
No, our water is not. We don't do half liters. We fill them. We have somebody fill our half liters and put a label on it for us. And mostly we use those for donations for the fire department during the summer and March of Dimes when they have the march and that sort of thing.
So how do they get a hold of you or Mount Shasta Spring Water?
1-800-922-6227. And that can be reached from anywhere, obviously.
Or watch for Bob the Drop running through the hinterlands.
The fairs
here.
And the shows, and right, he'll be there. That's right.
Hey,
that's right.
We really appreciate you coming by today, Kevin.
Thank you, Carl. Great conversation. Yeah. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, yes, you know, with a local business that does, you know, that uses a local water that's good and pure and clear, and it saves on, you know, all these little bottles you're throwing away into the landfills. But the other thing too is they can set it up so if there is an emergency, my friends, you can have 10 5-gallon bottles of water in your house that you don't have to worry about that they've been rotating through. So, we always keep 3 or 4 of those around.
Yeah, you can't go wrong by doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back. And this is a Carl Bott and a Trish Clark with an E. And Free Fire Radio. We got another segment here, and then we've got Mike Michelak coming in.
Oh, on the end?
Okay. And we're going to have Mike Michelak coming in. After that, we're going to be talking about... Well, we're going to talk about the natural resources up here in the North State and just a number of other things because Mike Michelak can talk pretty much on anything. So we'll be right back.
Old Dan and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. The nights are cool.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBot. Linda's on. Well, Linda is getting us ready to go out and try to halt the advancing golden hordes of the ground squirrels heading from the north to the south. But Trish Clark is here.
And it's really a shame that we're not streaming video today because Carl really, you're going to have to wear that outfit again just so people can know.
You know, I will. Yeah. I'll just do this. I'll just maybe start wearing it every day. I really like it.
Well, yeah, I do too.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. They are giving away a $300 tattoo, one of our local veterans. All you have to do is go ahead and sign up at 1358 Market Street, which is right down the street from us in the corner of Market and Tehama. They have been around a long time, and they are great people. They will also give you 20% off any tattoo if you just mention the ad. But veterans, here's your chance to fix up the old one, get a new one, or as Bad Bob has done, he wants to mark off the 15 or 16 names that are tattooed on his arm of his past loves. That's Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, 1358 Market Street. Okay, it's not often we have five women wearing the same dress in our studio. So instead, we just brought in the director of this great play, Samantha Fork. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Can you give our listeners just a quickie about what that is?
Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is five bridesmaids who are not very fond of the bride, so they have hidden in a upstairs bedroom during the reception and spend their 2 hours of the show basically talking about life, bashing the bride. It's very funny. It's sad. It's every emotion you can think of. It's a total roller coaster.
Okay, and that starts this
tomorrow night
at the Old City Hall.
Yes, we have
right across the street here.
It is.
And then you have other shows on a special Sunday matinee on April 1st.
Yeah, we have Sunday matinee on April 1st, and actually after the matinee we have something we multimedia is trying to do is to be there to answer questions people have. So we have a Q&A after the matinee with the director and the actors to kind of answer questions about local theater, if you're interested, and how it all works.
Okay, and then the next show is on the 6th and 7th again.
Yes.
And those doors open at 6:15 p.m., the curtain at 7. On the special matinee, that's doors open at 1:15 and the curtains at 2 p.m.
Yes, it is.
Great. So it's a more of an adult fair.
It is definitely
not
an adult.
You don't want to bring the kids to.
Yeah, it's an adult date night kind of thing. Definitely not for the kids. There's,
you know, downtown Reading is really starting to promote and host these wonderful theater opportunities, and if the people out there are not taking advantage of all of the things that are going on down here, they're really missing out, because the Old City Hall is just one of the venues that's available in downtown Reading, and it's just, there's something happening, you need to get out and attend.
Well, people don't realize that Reading really does have a wealth of talent available to them. I mean, the talent that's in the theater community in this town is far above what you would think it would be for a small town.
Everybody needs to start paying attention. There's so much going on, and I'm always running into people, and I have for years, who say, oh, there's never anything to do. And,
oh,
and
there's always something to do.
Always something to do, and quality entertainment. It's not first rate, because it really is. You're right. The talent is just incredible.
Yes.
Okay, Samantha.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming by.
You're
Samantha
very
Fork,
welcome.
The director of Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. Sounds like a lot of fun. I know Linda wants to go over and she's going to see it.
Great.
And it sounds like something that's, you know, perfect for Little City Hall.
Yes. All it's right. Wonderful show. If you get a chance, come see it.
Super. Okay, after
thanks
the
so
news
much.
Break.
Thank you.
After the news break, we're going to have Mike Michalak on, and we're going to be talking just a variety of subjects here. Mike and Bertha own the Fly Shop, but he has a lot to say about natural resources, what's going on here in the North State. And
recreation
I'm sure we can get
in
him into
State.
A couple of other things, too.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. With gas prices going up just about every day, another penny this morning, President Obama wants oil companies to stop getting tax breaks, speaking right now at the White House Rose Garden.
So do these companies' profits. In fact, one analysis shows that every time gas goes up by a penny, these companies usually pocket another $200 million in quarterly profits.
So the president wants these oil companies to no longer get tax breaks or subsidies by the American people. He says that they are already raking in record profits. Now, a former president wants Mitt Romney in the Oval Office. George H.W. Bush will endorse him later today. Senator Marco Rubio out of Florida, a Tea Party favorite, endorsed him last night. He was once charged with plotting a rebellion. Now a militia leader pleads guilty to a much lesser charge. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, facing various weapons charges, David Stone, the leader of the Houthari militia, and his son have cut a deal with the government, pleading guilty only to having a machine gun. They're being released on bond. The Stones and five others had faced more serious charges until a judge earlier this week said prosecutors had not proved that the group conspired to go to war against the government or use weapons of mass destruction. Weapons violations were all that were left against Stone and his son. Dave?
And Jennifer, more kids across America have autism than ever before reported. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has a new government report live.
Dave, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say one in 88 kids in the U.S. have been identified as having an autism spectrum disorder, and it's five times more prevalent in boys than in girls. The report is based on data from a survey done in 2008. The largest increase, however, were among Hispanic and black populations, and Utah is the state with the greatest number of autistic children, one in 47, Dave.
Evan, the former superintendent of a West Virginia mine has pleaded guilty to a federal fraud charge, the highest-ranking company official charged in connection with the 2010 explosion that killed 29 miners. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Attention parents! If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-888-535-3844. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3844. 1-888-535-3844. That's 1-888-535-3844. 1-888-535-3844.
Again, President Obama is at the White House Rose Garden with his statement that the oil companies ought to no longer get tax breaks or subsidies because they are making record profit. This as gas prices rise. AAA's average today $3.92 a gallon nationwide. Now, House Republicans are preparing to pass their budget plan, a $3.5 trillion bill, that would reform Medicare. Democrats are against it, so the Senate's likely to ignore. Then there's the transportation bill still stuck in traffic on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The funding for federal highway projects expires Saturday.
We are here to pass a responsible extension so that people across America can go to work.
Florida Republican John Mica urging support of a 90-day stopgap measure. It's not the preferred path for Democrats wanting the House to approve a two-year funding package that got a bipartisan majority in the Senate.
It's frustrating to watch
our friends on the other side of the aisle play chicken.
That complaint from Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer, House Republicans have struggled to find consensus on a five-year bill they say better addresses energy prices. Dave.
Jared, the search continues for a woman missing in the wildfire near Denver, Colorado. Two others were killed. 27 homes burned.
On behalf of the Colorado State Forest Service, this is heartbreaking and we're sorry.
State Forester Joe Duda is sorry because the fire started out of what was supposed to be a controlled burn. The A's get even in Japan thanks to a defector from Cuba.
Oh, wow. There's a long shot to left center field. Is it enough? Yes, it is. A two-run bomb by Yoenis Cespedes.
That's Cespedes' first major league home run on MLB, powering the A's to a 4-1 win over the Mariners after Seattle beat Oakland in yesterday's opener. The two teams return to spring training and then resume the season when the rest of Major League Baseball teams start playing next week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. Hey, 8:05 in the morning, March the 29th, phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into, you can listen to us over the computer, but you can also jump into our chat room. I see a number of people that are in there. And Linda is on assignment this morning, getting us ready to take a little trip. But Trish Clark is here, as she is on Thursdays. And, Trish, we are so happy that you're here.
Oh, and I'm so happy to be here. It's always just a great, great way to start my day.
Well, you know, we love having you here because, one, that if anybody knows this area, it's you. And you have been a good friend to us. And we can ask you questions, and you just are so straight when you answer. It's like, you know what, if you don't want the answer, you don't want the truth, don't ask me.
There you go.
And if you know what, you need people like that around. And we've got somebody else here. It's just like that. Mike Michalak of the Fly Shop. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, he's the same kind of guy. If you don't want the answer, don't ask him. Sometimes you just have to hint around that it's a question, and he'll give you the answer anyway. But we love having him on.
You're certainly right about Trish, because I think that she knows more dirt about... more of what goes on in Shasta County than most people that I know.
I tell you what, okay, before we get started with our interview here, and we're going to go to Susan Eastman of the Wells Fargo Advisors, who's going to give us the Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, markets remain in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 58 points at 13,067. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1395. The Nasdaq Composite is down 20 points at 3,085. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Zynga Incorporated, positive 17 cents, trading at $12.41. Cisco Systems down 9 cents, trading at $20.99. Microsoft off 21 cents at $31.98. Local stocks of interest, Best Buy is down $2.15, trading at $24.45. Safeway is up 9 cents at $20.26 per share. Bank of Commerce down 8 cents at $4.37. Turning to the bond department, the 30-year bond yield is 3.27%, and the 10-year note is 2.16. Over to commodities, gold is down $7.70 at $16.52 per ounce. Silver's down 18 cents at $31.64. Crude oil down $1.82 at $103 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. And Susan Eastman and Josh and Kathy and Eric, and everybody from the Wells Fargo Advisors, we can't thank them enough, because every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, they give us an update on what's happening on Wall Street, and they are located on Park Marina Drive. Stop by and say hello to them. Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Well, increasing clouds and rain this afternoon, and winds kicking up a little bit. Could see half an inch today, and that's going to continue overnight and into tomorrow. Look for a high today, 51. And correction, high today of 64, overnight low of 53, and continued rainy tomorrow, currently 51 degrees in Reading. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, yeah. On Thursday nights they have pizza up there, and then Friday and Saturday there's music and great dinners, great food up there. Ambiance is great. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guest, Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop, we're going to talk, well, we can talk a little bit about fishing too, but we're going to talk a lot about the area, the natural resources, and how sometimes that we probably don't utilize what nature has given us up here. And how can we use that to a better effect, but yet save the environment at the same time? We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Loaders on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 8:11 in the morning. Yeah. March the 29th. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
I'm so glad you're here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. New coffee in the store, Italian Roast, Portland Blend. Special coffee is cookies and cream. 20-ounce coffee drink for $3. I was just there yesterday having coffee and buying that lotto ticket for that $500 million so I can then travel with our guest, Mike Michalak, to all the exotic places he goes to. The community room there is open. People can use that at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley provide that for everybody. Veterans get discounts there. It's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Mike Michalak. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
Wearing the Fly Shop. His Fly Shop shirt on today. And this has got to be one of the great success stories of the North State. Here's, if you don't know who Mike is, we're going to introduce him. Let him tell a little bit about himself. And how did you come to end up in Redding here, Mike?
Well, I started the Fly Shop in 1978, so that's nearly 34 years ago in April. I came to Redding because it was where I wanted to live. I'd worked for other industries and other companies and decided that rather than go where my job was going to take me, I would go where I wanted to be and then find a job.
And then, but how did you, and you just decided to come here? Did you pick it out on a map?
Oh, no. I sat down with my 9-year-old daughter at the time and looked at the entire United States. I looked at every place. I thought about all the things that I wanted. I had a young partner when I moved to Redding, Brad Jackson. A lot of people know Brad here in town. He was my wonderful partner for the first 10 years of our business. And But I looked at the entire United States, the places that had the things that I want. At the time, I had aging parents. I didn't want to be too far away from them. I grew up in the Sacramento Valley. I didn't want to be too far away from my parents as they got older, and this was about as far away as I could get and still be within range of them. And Reading had everything that I wanted. That hasn't changed. In fact, Reading is a more wonderful place now than it was when I moved here.
You said that the other night when we were having dinner, and but I've been hearing that from other people too. That Reading, if they've come back to Reading after years, it's better. They, it's changed a lot.
There's no question about it. Cosmetically, I know that. There's the whiners and complainers, and write their letters to the editor and the blogs about how disappointed they are and how our money's being spent, things like that. Frankly, I couldn't be happier. I think that Reading has developed and is continuing to develop into an absolutely beautiful community. I'm every day in every way, I'm more excited about the decision I made to move myself, my business, and my family here 35 years ago.
Well, and I always have to throw in, because it's not just Reading, it's the whole Shasta County and all of the communities that we all work together, and there's so much available in Shasta County. From wherever you live within there, you're within minutes of something wonderful.
No question about that. A perfect example is the first thing that one sees when they come into Reading is the visitor center. The visitor center isn't a Reading visitor center. It's the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association Visitor Center, which is for all of Northern California.
Exactly, and it's located down in Anderson.
You bet. Carl and I were talking the other night at dinner. We were at View 102, Joe Wong's wonderful new restaurant, and we were talking about the assets, all the great things here in Shasta County, all the wonderful things here in Reading, and how absolutely underutilized so many of them are. The catalyst for that conversation was the restaurant itself. When I chose to build the fly shop on the freeway, I did it because there's 81,000 cars a day or more that travel north and south on Interstate 5. And when I was a little boy, my mom, if she saw a sign that said coins or antiques, the lady stopped. We'd start fights in the car to try to distract her. But she turned around, she'd figure out how many overpasses, she'd turn through the median to get
back. I'd like your mother, I know. I could travel them. Well with her.
Absolutely. And and I look and say, well, if you drive down Interstate 5 and you come into Reading, what do you see? You see we get to these malls, you see the backs of their buildings and their dumpsters. How few businesses like View 102 actually take advantage of the natural resources of the things that make Reading special. Interstate 5 might not be special, but it's a wonderful asset.
81,000 cars.
Lots
of
traffic.
Think about that. 81,000 cars a day going past that.
And lots of them in RVs and looking for recreational opportunities, and they see a sign like the fly shop, automatic turnaround.
Well, it is an automatic turnaround. It's a rare morning when we open up, and we open up pretty early. But it's a rare morning when there aren't cars or trucks or RVs or whatever that are parked right in our parking lot waiting for us to open our door. I'm proud of the shop. I'm proud of the building. I'm also proud of the fact that we worked really hard to get it. It wasn't zoned correctly. The property wasn't zoned correctly when we started. We worked through the planning department and around some of the issues that they had, and eventually made it into exactly what I thought it would be, and that's a real contribution to Reading.
Well, one of the things you just said is so important, because we were discussing the other night. Here we have all these cars going back and forth by Reading. What is there? What sign is there, or a series of signs, or a inviting area for them to come off of and see? And and maybe going for the RVs. Is there that sign that says Gateway to Lassen or Gateway to Mount Shasta, and then you kind of bring them into to a nice area there, and then they can keep moving. But
Trish remembers that hideous pop art sign that used to hang out on the freeway, don't you?
It was kind of this plastic, very 70s-looking thing, and it stayed there until it finally, like, fell apart.
But there used to be a great sign down in as you come in, down in Cottonwood, that had the insignia from the Anderson Chamber of Commerce, which is the trout with the wheel where recreation and industry come together. That was a great sign.
John Reginato's idea, if I remember right.
Yes, yes, and it was there for years. And it was an absolutely great entrance to where industry and recreation
that's the kind of thing
come together.
And that's a great idea. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We have Jay, you're on the phone. Just please hang on for a couple minutes, and we'll get right back to you. Our guest, Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop. Of course, Trish Clark is here with me as my co-host on Thursdays. And we'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:23 in the morning, March the 29th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They're happy to announce that Hilltop, they're taking TRICARE, which is a big thing in town because that's for retirees and medical assistance for veterans. And Hilltop Medical Clinic just started that, and we appreciate the support they're giving the veterans. They will collect the TRICARE's copay, cost share, or deductible, and TRICARE will be billed by Hilltop Clinical, so you don't have to do that yourself. They're located at 1093 Hilltop Drive, and the other is at 2123 Eureka Way. Just give them a call at 246-4629 for more information. Again, 1093 Hilltop Drive, across from Country Kitchen. And the other is at 2123 Eureka Way. That's Hilltop Medical Clinic, Dr. Mark Pierce and his people. Our guest, Mike Michalak. Of course, Trish Clark is my co-host on Thursdays, and
good
we
morning,
always
Carl.
Welcome you here. And it's really great listening to Bad Bob and Trish and Mike Michalak, our guest, talking about some of the things from the old days here about it. But we've got someone on the phone. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, Jay, thank you so much for waiting.
No, I love your show. I'm more than happy to wait. You know, this town, I've lived in it for nearly 30 years, or the county, and it's a very, very nice area to live in. And, you know, I decided never to leave the area when I graduated from high school because I figured as nice as other places may be, this is the place I wanted to spend my life, and I've never regretted it.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of people like that. And I've met so many young professionals that have gone to school and they left, and then they've come back here, and they do not regret it. They're back here.
You know, I decided to save the trip. You know.
Yeah, you did, why waste the time looking around to come back to a beautiful place?
But anyway, you know, I enjoyed the conversation, and I remember, you know, growing up here, how things have changed dramatically. And I would say that, yes, things have gotten better. Things are nicer. This is a beautiful place because it's like the country, but you have access to so many things here that you don't have in the country. So it's a perfect balance. Anyway, that was my comment. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay. Jay's our philosopher from Yellow Cabs. You know, Mike, one of the things we really were talking about the other night was the Sacramento River. Beautiful, beautiful natural asset to our city and county, and it's completely underutilized.
No question about it. You know, the Fraser River runs through it is so appropriate for Redding. And again, one of those things, unless you happen to be in an office on Red Cliff or sitting, you know, out on your porch in some home in town that enjoys the river, and we have one of those homes, incidentally, but you know, a very, very underutilized asset. Here at the fly shop, as an example, I mean, we have about 15 guides. We do in the neighborhood, well, over 2,000, probably closer to 2,500 days of guided fishing a year. 95% of those people, in fact, 97% of those people are from out of the area. Those are good green dollars that we bring into Redding. It's estimated that we contribute probably in the neighborhood of 5,000 to 6,000 bed nights in Redding. Now, this isn't an opportunity for me to beat my chest. I'm just talking about how important the Sacramento River is just to one little business, how that spreads out throughout the community in terms of bed taxes, in terms of gasoline, in terms of room rentals, in terms of other income that's generated. But at the same time, how underutilized it is. We were talking, you and I, and Linda and Bertha, of course, at dinner the other night at View 102 about the fact that about how glad we were that restaurant location had reopened, and about how sad we are that there are so few other places that take advantage of the river.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out where other places can you eat that it's on the river. I mean, think about it. I think there's that one when you go down toward Balls Ferry in that area.
Balls Ferry, but it's open so
yeah, it's open sporadically. And then maybe another one in Red Bluff, maybe. I'm not sure. But
there used to be two down in Red Bluff, and I'm not sure whether either one of those are still.
Last time I checked, the one there on the main drag that runs east-west on Antelope, that one was still open.
But picture a series of a couple more restaurants there, and that you could walk, and then I'm not saying a mall or a strip mall, but they're connected, so you can walk from spot to spot. We have the Riverwalk there, but. You know where the trailers are over there.
The opportunity is out
there's,
on Park Marina
so
Drive.
Yes, Park Marina Drive, and yet we realize that because everything's leased there for another 20 years, but this could be a huge, huge influx of people coming in, and it would be green dollars. It could be the green dollars kind of side there, where doesn't take a lot of urban sprawl.
And the Sacramento River is one of the most glorious. I grew up around the Snake River in Idaho, And so I'm a river person, and the reason we ended up in the community of Anderson, we live right around the corner from the Anderson River Park, and it was because of the river.
Well,
the river
of course,
a huge draw.
What we're ignoring for the moment is Turtle Bay, and and how wonderful it is. What an incredible asset the Calatrava Bridge is. The whole Turtle Bay Discovery Center, absolutely remarkable.
And you have, you in conjunction with a couple other groups of people, have got the fly fishing, the Art of Deception is going on down there at Turtle Bay. I mean, what a great, and you know what, that is a great, great exhibit going on down there.
I was very proud at the big fundraiser the other night at the
Turtle Bay auction?
At the Turtle Bay auction, Mike Warren said that the Art of Deception is one of the most heavily attended displays that they've ever had. I think that that's part of the fact that fly fishing, you know, historically is, or trout fishing historically is so important to the Redding community, to the Shasta County community.
Yeah, you know, the fly fishing yard reception, you all in, I believe it's Five Star Bank, kind of teamed together for that, and it is. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to do that. We got to take a break here in a few seconds. When we come back, I want to get your ideas on some of the things you think could be done to enhance the recreational assets of the North State and up here around Redding. Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment, but Trish Clark is here, and Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop. We'll be back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama is turning up the pressure to end billions of dollars in tax breaks for big oil companies.
I think it's curious that some folks in Congress, who are the first to belittle investments in new sources of energy, are the ones that are fighting the hardest to maintain these giveaways for the oil companies.
The president's remarks this morning at the White House are expected to meet with resistance.
Supporters of the tax breaks point to a congressional report released last year that says ending them would likely make oil and natural gas more expensive for Americans and would also increase dependence on foreign sources.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. The number of children with autism is now twice as high as the government thought it was 5 years ago. The Centers for Disease Control figuring it's now about 1.1%. That's about 1 million children nationwide. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Redding Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I can't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment, getting us ready for a big trip today. But, of course, Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and for seniors. Great conversation there, and it's man's last stronghold. In fact, when you sit down there and you look around the room and you start talking to people, you just realize that, you know, a haircut is much more than just a haircut. It's not somebody doing your nails or anything like that. It's a haircut. You're talking about what's going on in the world. And you don't have to look at Oprah on the TV. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest, Mike Michalak, of course, is here from the Fly Shop. And we're getting ready to talk about... we've been talking about two major parts of our community that could be used, but they're not being utilized. One is the freeway that goes by with 81,000 cars a day, and the other one is the Sacramento River that flows through it. And you know, that was a good part. The river runs through it, and how are we using that?
Well, that and the freeway runs through it. You know, I think back years, you know, over the last 20 years at how few businesses in Reading really take advantage of it with proper signage. As you come north to Reading, Trish and I were talking in the break, as you come north to Reading, you see all the billboards. One of them's mine, but as you come north to Reading, you see all the billboards. They're pretty much monopolized by the casino. Let's see, who else?
Fast food?
You bet. A few of the hotels and things, and Turtle Bay, of course. But the point is there's $95 billion in tourism and travel in California. At a 10% tax exchange, that works into $11 billion worth of taxes that are collected just off of tourism, and 20% of that goes to the local counties. So we're talking about an awful lot of money, a very, very valuable resource, just that freeway. And that ignores gasoline taxes and property taxes and related incomes from, you know, all the people who are involved in that.
The state of California and I-5 transport more recreational vehicles up and down than any other road going in any other big metropolitan area.
Not to mention recreational drugs.
Well, not exactly.
But we could put a tax on that as it goes through.
Well, we should, but you know, if we did counts down at Knighton Road many times over different projects that were going to be there, and when you start looking at all the motorhomes and all the fifth wheels and all the campers that go up and down that road, and those are all recreation dollars. Those people get off to enjoy things. They're on vacation. They're looking for anything that has to do with fun things. Fly fishing, things to add to their ambiance.
They should be looking at Whiskeytown Lake,
all of those things. Caverns. We need to get them off. We need to be saying, this is a place you need to make this a destination, not a drive-through.
I picked up a brochure while Carl and I were, you know, having a cup of coffee early this morning. I picked up a brochure from Lassen National Park. I think an awful lot of people here certainly know where Lassen National Park is, but nobody goes there. There are 380 national parks in the system. Lassen National Park is the second least utilized national park in the entire United States. The others out in the Nevada desert somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
That right there is kind of an indicator. And,
well,
you know,
and how do you know? You're coming up I-5. There's a little bitty one sign that turns off down by the first entrance into Anderson that says something about Lassen Park, but no sign, what, no indication that this is a national park.
Remember, there used to be, and I, you know, here we go going back. Gosh, there used to be. As you go down into, as you take off that new exit down into Turtle Bay, which makes it a lot easier, if you pull in there, you know, it, couldn't there be something right there with parking and a nice kiosk or something, or even something a little better that just says, like you just said, Gateway to Happiness or something like that, that just that extols all the virtues of everything and has it all there. It says people always are coming up five can get off and be there in 30 seconds.
Well, when Brad and I chose the location for the fly shop nearly 35 years ago, one of the points that was important to us was picking a spot that would locate us south of the 299 interchange, which is essentially is Redding's middle exit. You know, we have three exits: Bonnie View, which goes to nowhere; Cypress, which is a bottleneck. And no, not to criticize. I try to be positive. And then the third one really is the 299 interchange. It'll take you over to the Park Marina downtown, and then east to the areas that we're talking about: Bernie, Fall River, Hat Creek, all these places and stuff. Wonderful, wonderful parts of Shasta and Trinity and Tehama, and we're surrounded by natural wonderlands, but an incredibly underutilized part of the world. Let's talk just for a minute about Mossbury Falls. For people who haven't been to Mossbury Falls, you've missed out. Also, don't go because you're going to get a ticket now if you walk in the railroad tracks, which is the only way to get there. Mossbury Falls is fantastic. It's every bit as beautiful as the Bernie Falls MacArthur State Park and Bernie Falls themselves. Trish, have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, if you walk down Mossbury, if you walk down the tracks at the end of Scarlet to get to Mossbury Falls, you have to walk down the tracks. Southern Pacific will now give you a ticket.
Really?
For walking down. There's no trail. There's no pedestrian bridge. Remember, you had to walk across that trestle. Better make sure a train's not coming. And Southern Pacific, to their credit, they're trying to do the right thing. But here we've got a $3 million gold heist and that, remember, they were talking about Siskiyou County now. $3 million worth of gold that was sitting in the Siskiyou County courthouse in Wairika. $3 million. The Calcatrava Bridge costs $27 million. What would it cost to put a pedestrian bridge next to that trestle bridge, to put a trail in, and to get people into that? Talk about utilization of our assets, utilization of our resources. Sheriff Lopey says, we want that gold back. Well, of course they want that gold back. The question is, when they get it back, what are they going to do with it? Me, I'd take it down to that place in Redding that buys and sells gold and, trade it in and put that money to work.
Well, that's a good thought, because, you know, right now it just sits in a, it used to sit, he used to sit in the middle of the courthouse where the police were and just sit out there. Hey, we got to take a break. Our guest, Mike Michalak, the Fly Shop, we're talking about underutilization of our natural resources that we have up here and some ideas on just how we can, what can we do to enhance it, because it could be green, and we don't have to build things. We've got them here already. We've just got to figure out how to get people in here. We'll be right back. Carl, Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This city, rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice.
If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 8:46 in the morning, March the 29th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Of course, we're streaming with lots of questions. This portion of the show, of course, though, is brought to you by Crown Motors. Visit Steve Roberts and the crew today or this weekend. They got great things going at Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership. What can I say? They are locals. It's probably going to be the second biggest purchase in your life next to your house, anyway. Why not go to a local guys that will take care of you, that know you? They take a great pride in the vehicles they sell, and they strive to succeed in every part of customer experience and satisfaction. That's Crown Motors right here in Redding, California. We heartily recommend them, too. Speaking of advertising, if you just happen to be driving on Cypress, heading toward the freeway, over the Sacramento River, there's these big billboards right there. And I can't, I've just got to say, I want you all, tell your friends, back up traffic on Cypress and drive across there, because you may see a brand new billboard that says KCNR 1460. What can I say? You know, we just want you all to know that Free Fire Radio is KCNR 1460. Some people are still a little confused about where we are, but we are on 1460 AM KCNR. Anyway, that started yesterday, and it was kind of a big kick. We kind of got, you know, getting a kick out of that.
And when I leave here, I'm going to
drive by. Okay. Get it before it gets attacked. Anyway, it's not in camouflage either, red, white, and blue. Our guest, Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop. Of course, Trish Clark is here with us, as she is every Thursday, or almost every Thursday. And we're talking natural resources and what we can do in our North State here with two great assets. And one's not a natural resource. One is, of course, the river that runs through our beautiful city and the freeway that runs past our beautiful city. Both are underutilized. We're not. You said something that a billboard. If we were going to put something up to get people off the road to come in and take a look at, hey, look at all the, this is a gateway to a wonderland up here.
Well, that's traditional. I mean, certainly there's, you know, the more contemporary way of doing it is through websites and all of that. And the people locally or regionally who are responsible for that generally speaking, is Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. Bob Warren, Karen Whitaker, these people have been wonderful in terms of getting the word out about Shasta County, about how wonderful, not just Shasta County, about all of Northern California. You know, and Trish, correct me, just poke me when I keep saying Redding or Shasta County, because there's an awful lot more than that. The fact that you asked the question, what can we do? What can we do as individuals? What can we do as businesses to make a contribution and improve all of that? I'd recommend to every business in the entire region that they join the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association. It's the money that goes there that helps fund the type of signs, the type of the websites, all of the things, the participation in the tourism industry that Karen and Bob have been so instrumental in developing over the past 20 years, and John Reginato before him.
Oh, and who can forget John Reginato and all the wonderful things that he did for this area for so many years, and really let people know about the wonderful recreational opportunities. When people get off for their recreational opportunities to do things, they get off to shop at the fly shop, but they also are going to have lunch. They're going to, like you talked about, the bed nights, go into the drugstore. They need to pick up a few groceries. There's all kinds of things that money flows through. They came to fish, but they spend a lot of money while they're doing other things.
Mark LaSalle's, who has been, again, instrumental in trying to bring new business and new money into the area, he kind of poo-poos the tourism part of it because those are generally low-income dollars. Those aren't high-paying jobs and that sort of thing. But the fact is those are growing dollars. Those are dollars that can be taken advantage of right away. Growth in the tourism industry is incredibly important to our region. It's something that we can take advantage of while we turn and we look at other historic industries in Shasta County in our Northern California region that are declining. We don't want to talk about negative things, about declining industries, but if we talk about growth in tourism, and yet when we talk about those things, we oftentimes get into conservation, environmentalism and stuff. And what bothers me most of all is the fact that, that political parties have co-opted these issues, and so as soon as you mention conservation, as soon as you mention environmentalism, suddenly you're immediately pegged as some left-wing liberal wacko or something like that. Nothing could be further from the truth. This isn't a partisan Republican Democrat issue. This is an important thing that affects all of us.
And one of the things
we need to hold that thought, because we need to take a break here before we go in our last segment. Carl Bott and Trish Clarker's here with Mike Michalak from the Fly Shop. We're talking about how best utilize our natural resources out here. And it doesn't make a difference if you're a partisan. Let's not be partisan. Let's be bipartisan and see how we can quickly increase the revenue and getting people out here to take a look at the beautiful area we have.
Living
in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires. then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years.
Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artists can bring your old tattoo to life or create the new tattoo you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist's portfolios or bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoos are the same, and some are better than others. So think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Trish, of course, Trish Clark's here. One of the things, tomorrow, we're not going to be here, but Eric Wittstrom's going to be here, and he's got some great guests lined up. He's going to be talking about a group out of Chico and Redding here. They're talking about businesses and a new way of doing business here in the North State. And they've started, and they've been pretty successful down in the Chico area, so he's going to bring them up here to talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, next week when we start, we've got candidates rolling in here for supervisor, for senator, Enjoy Magazine. It's going to be a great week next week, too. And this portion of the show is brought to you by That Kitchen Place. They're celebrating their 8th anniversary, and Sherry and her staff have all these great things. They're a fully stocked table of kitchen gadgets and goodies. And the proceeds of the raffle are going to go to a new Veterans Resource Center. So head on down there this weekend. Bring down your knives for good sharpening. And she wants to remind you that they have all the neat stuff that you could possibly want for your kitchen. And it's absolutely true. 975 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. That Kitchen Place. Okay.
We started our conversation this morning, and I just want to go back to one thing. We're talking about how does this recreation thing play into the business production of the rest of the community. One of the things is exactly what you said. This is a wonderful place to be, raise a family, and have a business. And if we can sell that to these entrepreneurs up and down the state that are looking to put in a manufacturing plant, this is a great place to have your employees and to live your life and create your job, create your manufacturing company, create those places that you want to raise your family in, and create. That's how we get the jobs.
Well, if everyone would do that, that would certainly make Mark LaSalle's job a lot easier and Karen Whitaker's job a lot easier, and it would make those of us who rely on traffic and tourism here an awful lot happier and an awful lot wealthier. And those dollars, again, keep spreading out. And Carl, in one of his commercials, talked about the importance of spending our money locally.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, you have to carry that a little bit farther and talk about supporting, you know, those businesses. If you don't support them, they're not going to be here. If you're not going out to Anselmo's, if you're not going out to View 102, if you're not going down, you know, downtown to Cleary's, if you're not going to the local restaurants that and our local businesses, and you're buying online instead, think about what that does to the, you know, to the economy.
Advertising on your locally owned talk radio station, that, you know, that's what I'm truly. I mean, that I kid around about that a little bit in a little way. But we're at, you know, this is what we push, and Mike is absolutely right, as is Trish, is local business. And we've got a we've got such a huge ability here to move forward in Redding and the North State. And it can be done, I think, easier than we're trying to make it.
Concentrate on not only Buy America, which I'm not a big thing about, because it is possible. If you search, you can buy things made in America. And we have There are so many people out in Shasta County making things that we could use if we would just look a little harder instead of just, as you indicate, jumping online and doing it the easy way.
No, you bet. Making sure that, you know, when Lily Tomlin comes to town like she did the other night, that every single seat at the Shasta Cascade is filled. In fact, every single seat should be filled all the time.
Every one of their shows that we had earlier, the lady from Old City Hall with that play. We've got a wonderful array of things to do and businesses to support. And we just need to think about it a little more. Sometimes we get so busy doing what we're doing that we need to concentrate on those things that are going to make a better place for us to live.
You bet. The picture in the paper today of the touring the graduate students in you know, places here in town, the first thing that they did was take them to Turtle Bay. Well, when you're walking your friends across Turtle Bay, stop in at the museum and join Turtle Bay in a family membership. $85 will be the best money you've ever spent.
They took them all over the North State, including Anselmo Vineyards, to show them a winery. Of course, that wasn't mentioned in the paper. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, for being by. And Trish, always. We love having you here. Tomorrow, Eric Whitson's coming in. He's got in some great guests talking about business and how the best way of doing business here. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.